Bonsoir a tous, this is London Calling, and welcome to the Sounds of London.
London calling to the underworld, come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us, phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing, except for the rain and the truncheon thing. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in, meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. I live by the river.
Hi everyone, tonight we return to the 70s, possibly the best decade for rock and pop music. During that period, two BBC music shows dominated the television. One was Top of the Pops, with a format based on singles, and the other was the Old Grey Whistle Test, which concentrated on the massively growing album market. There was nothing even remotely like it on British television, or possibly the world. What was so interesting was the variety of acts, most of whom played live in the studio. The impact was huge and certainly a focus for all serious music lovers. So let's celebrate the wonderful music of the Old Grey Whistle Test, along with its most famous presenter, Whispering Bob Harris, beginning with the title music. Choice for a signature tune, a band called Area Code 615, named after a telephone code for Nashville, and the track was called Stone Chase Fox, and of course that was used, as I said, for the signature tune for our feature tonight, which is the Old Grey Whistle Test. So, where shall we start? What about the actual real music on the show? I know, let's have some rockers.
One, two, three.
With their best-known song, Sweet Home Alabama, praising the state of Alabama after Neil Young's criticisms in some of his songs about racism. But also, the band was very famous for Freebird, of course, and also for the tragic accident where, in 1977 where three members died in an airplane crash. Brought an abrupt end to the band, so very tragic. So that's the idea of the show, was to publicise the albums that were coming out at that time, And the next one up was a very famous album called The Captain and Me by the Doobie Brothers. Guitar part there. I've tried to play that myself many, many a time. That's from 1973, Long Train Running by the Doobie Brothers. It's hard to believe, actually, at that time they were one of the favourite bands of the Hells Angels. But and of course, since then they've had loads and loads of hits, with particularly Listen to the Music. Do you remember that? Okay, let's carry on with some more rockers.
Something for you.
enjoy that. You're listening to London Calling on CFM Radio, and that was Bad Company and Can't Get Enough from 1974. And what we're doing tonight is we're playing music that appeared on a very famous television show, BBC television show, called The Old Grey Whistle Test, which ran, I think, from the early 70s, probably 71, I think, to about 1986. And was highly influential in the album market and in the music scene generally, and was presented by a chap called Bob Harris, or Whispering Bob Harris, as he was called, because he talked very quietly and looked very hippie-ish, and had a fantastic choice of music on the show, including the precursor to Bad Company, Free.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, now, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move.
Off on guitar with that famous guitar solo. So famous, every guitarist wants to learn that wonderful lick. So let's move a little further forward in time to 1977 and the album Rumours.
Get
amazing history. They've gone through so many lineups, from Peter Green to present day. But that that stage, 1977, that was Christy McVie and Lindsay Buckingham on vocals, and a lovely track called "Don't Stop" from the album Rumours, appearing in the same year on the Old Grey Whistle Test, which is of course what we're featuring tonight. And on to the next one, please. Change from his blues, Behind the Mask, from one of the later shows, 1986, must have been very near the end of the series, that one. And as I say, Behind the Mask, actually written by a Japanese band, an electronic music band called Yellow Magic Orchestra, interestingly. And you can hear a slight sort of Japanese element to the keyboards in the background. I don't know if you agree, but it does sound a bit like that when you know it was written by some Japanese people. Anyway, on to the next one. Now we're going to go back to the early 70s and something completely different.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yes I will, see you again. Winter, spring, summer, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? When people can be so cold, they'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, baby, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
There we are. I hope you enjoyed that. That was, of course, James Taylor, American singer-writer, songwriter, and a superb guitarist, I have to say. And the song, of course, You've Got a Friend, from his 1971 album Mudslide Slim and the Blue Horizon. And, of course, it was written by future wife, Carole King, who originally performed it as well. But it was his version that was the most famous. Okay, on to the next one. Sticking around the same time, of course, this time in 1970, and Van the Man.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. And all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
You're listening to London Calling on CFM Radio. And that was, of course, Van Morrison with Moondance from 1970. And Moondance was probably his second album and the one that made him famous around the world. And so he would have appeared on the Old Grey Whistle Test, which is the program we're featuring tonight, to promote that record. And what a lovely song that was. Really jazzy feel to it. Although I wouldn't call him a jazz musician, he's more like a rock musician playing jazz, I think. Okay, now let's move on to a country musician playing a bit of rock, I think. From 1977 with the Buddy Holly classic It's So Easy. And what a voice. The first lady of rock, they used to call her. A lot of her hits were cover versions like that. She was recognised as a fantastic interpreter of songs. Now, let's move on to something completely different. Around about, early 70s, 1972 to be exact. And one of the first bands to invent soft rock.
Draws the crowd and plays so loud, baby, it's the guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love, he can make you cry. He will bring you down and he'll get you high. Something keeps him going, my find another place to play. Night after night, who treats you right, baby, it's the guitar man. Who's on the radio, you go listen to the guitar man. Then he comes to town and you see his face, and you think you might to take his place. Something keeps him drifting miles and miles away, searching for the sea. Then you listen to the music and you like to sing along. You want to get the meaning out of each and every song. Then you find yourself a message and some words to call your own and take them home. Begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin, but he never seems to notice. He's just got to find another place to play.
Californian band, Bread, of course, David Gates, the singer and the songwriter. And that was from their album Guitar Man, not surprisingly. It's the title track and appeared on the old Grey Whistle Test around about the same time, 1972. And I always remember that song because it was, I think it's one of the songs that inspired me to take up guitar, that wonderful guitar solo. And apparently, I was looking this up, and there's apparently something like 12 different chords in that song, which is a rather high number for a pop song. No wonder I found it so difficult to play. Anyway, marvellous stuff. So anyway, I've run out of time. Last one, I'm afraid. Thanks for listening, and join me soon for a second instalment. In the meantime, here's Ricky Lee Jones and Chucky's in Love from 1979. À la prochaine!
Is it here? No, don't come here.